morning.
听到吗？请问后面听到吗？这个听不听得到？谢谢。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早安。
Forgive me. I'm kind of sick this morning.
金牧师今天早上不是很舒服。
My wife was sick for a week and a half.
她的师母在过往的一个半礼拜里面也生病。
And then she loves me so much that she gave it to me.
然后呢，那个他们彼此相爱，所以呢，他也传染了。
And I love my kids so much. Now my kids have it as well.
然后呢，他呢很爱他们的孩子，所以孩子也染上了。
So please do not greet me with a holy kiss this morning.
所以今天早上，请大家不要那个按照圣经的教导来到给他一个拥抱。
Just a nice hi would be great.
子涵的那个想，你好就好了。
Before I begin today, I just want to say a few words.
在开始以前要讲几句话。
I want to thank some of the people that have really ministered to me and been a blessing as in with my stay here.
我还特别要谢谢一些在过往三年中是鼓励我、帮助我的弟兄姐妹。
I want to thank the board, not just the board this year, but the board the past 3 years that I've been able to work with.
想要感谢过往这三年来在执事会里面、牧职会里面担任侍奉的弟兄姐妹。
I know many times I asked for many things, but it was really a joy working with the board.
知道有时候有很多的要求，但是在过往三年里面能够跟大家同工是一个我的喜乐。
I've never had to work with a board in my years of ministry, and it was a very good lesson for me.
我在以前的侍奉里面从来没有需要是与一个牧职会来的同工，所以那是一个新的学习。
And so I want to also thank, I know Brother James and Brother Henry were the deacon chairs when I was here, so I'd really like to thank them as well.
所以要特别的谢谢在过往的三年里面担任执事会主席的是王医生以及是吴大都弟兄。
I also want to thank Reverend Ling for being the senior pastor of this church.
他也谢谢那个林牧师。
I know it's not very easy, as most of you know, being a senior pastor at any church.
大家都知道在任何的教会担任主任牧师都不容易。
I want to thank the Lord for him, standing in the gap, for the staff that we have at this church.
在站在破口当中，是我为此感恩。
I know many times that he is like the filter for all the criticisms and things of that nature that the staff receive, and so I know it's very difficult to be a senior pastor.
因为是他常常要是聆听各方所表达的意见，所以我知道他不容易。
Amen. So do your best to encourage him every time that you see him.
所以请大家是尽量的鼓励他。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I also want to just thank many of you whom I've seen every week for the past 3 years.
我也谢谢各位，我在过往三年里面可以看到你们。
I can't just thank every single person because I don't want to leave anybody out.
我不能够是一一的细说，因为我不想漏掉任何一位。
But just know that I will miss seeing your faces.
但是希望你们记得，我会是想念你们。
For other than my family, you're the faces that I've seen the most the past 3 years.
在过往三年里面，除了我自己的家人之外，你们是我最常见的面孔。
So I just wanted to share with you that I will miss seeing all of you.
所以在这里再次的跟你们说，我会是很想念你们。
But wherever I am, if you would still like to take me out to lunch, I'm still available.
而且任何的时候无论我到哪里去服侍，如果你们要带我请我出去吃饭的话，我还是很乐意的。
And we can have a great time talking about the good old days.
我们也可以有一个很好的机会是讲到想当年。
This morning I just want to share with you a short word.
今天早上有一个短的信息。
I was thinking about what could be the last message for you.
我就想这一篇的信息要跟大家讲什么话。
And I thought about what really speaks to me.
也想到可能有什么是我心里认为最重要的。
And what could I give to you as the last word?
然后可能我又能够是在神的话语里面给大家一些什么。
And I realized as I went back that all the sermons that I'm so passionate about, I've already preached to you.
And 然后可能我也想，然后我也是可能体会到原来我很欢喜讲的一些的是经文我已经讲过了。
So I realized that at, by this time, you already know kind of my heart for the church and the people.
所以相信你们今天可能已经很熟悉我对教会对人事物的看法。
So what I chose this morning, comes from Acts chapter 3.
然后今天希望跟大家一同思想的是使徒行传第三章。
And I would like to call this, what you have, offer it to the Lord.
我的题目就是说将你所有的奉献于主。
Well, let me share with you Acts chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
在使徒行传第三章一到二节。
We understand that the church is just beginning at this time.
这时候可能那个新约的教会刚刚开始。
And there's a lot of excitement going on.
可能有很多的人很兴奋。
We're seeing people come to faith.
然后有很多人信主。
We're seeing people gather together to break bread and to provide for those in need.
然后也看到可能是他们常常的一起举行是圣餐，然后可能他们也帮助彼此的帮助。
We're seeing many people come to the Lord.
有许多的人信靠耶稣。
But it's a simple story for me that really speaks of what's going on.
但是有一个很重要的一段记述，可能实在是可能画龙点睛的，是让我们看见早期教会的精神。
Let me read to you Acts chapter 3. It says verse 1.One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3:00 p.m. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts.
伸出祷告的时候，也就是下午3:00的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口。那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。
Now back in the time, the Jews observed 3 times of prayer.
在那个时候，犹太人一天三次祷告。
So if you were a good Jew, then you would pray these 3 times.
一个好的犹太人就会在这三个时段来到祈祷。
You would go to the temple and pray at 9:00 a.m, 3:00 p.m, and then when the sun went down.
那你会是早上9:00到圣殿去祷告，3:00到圣殿去祷告，以及在太阳落山的时候祷告。
And because there was so much excitement, many people would flock to the temple to pray.
因为是当时福音那么样子兴旺，所以许多人到圣殿去祷告。
And also, giving money to people, to beggars, was very praiseworthy.
而且在那个文化时代当中是周济乞丐是一个认为是一件美事。
And so it showed that you really love the Lord.
那是一种敬虔的表现。
And so a lot of people would receive money.
所以很多的人是会得到是周济。
So it was a good place to beg.
故此是乞丐常常都跑到圣殿的门口去要饭。
Verse 3 and 4, it says,When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John, and then Peter said, Look at us.
那个圣经继续的记载说，当这个乞丐看见彼得、约翰将要进圣殿，就求他们周济。彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说，你看我们。
Verse 3 says the man looked at the 2 disciples.
圣经说这个乞丐是望着这两个人。
He asked them for money.
他是希望得到金钱的帮助。
And why did Peter say, look at us?
但为什么彼得说你看我们呢?
He should have already been looking.
因为相信这个人已经在望着他们。
Probably because the beggar took a look at the two disciples, and they did not appear like they would give money.
啊，那这个可能是因为这个乞丐呢，可能望了他们一眼，觉得他们可能不像是要给钱的人。
As you know, the disciples were not pious religious people.
啊，那个他们这些的这两位使徒，并不像一般的那些当时的这种所谓敬虔人士这么样子的打扮。
We know by reading the scripture that they were very different in how they carried themselves.
啊，那并且从圣经里我们看见说这两个人都很特别。
To them, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ was what was important.
对他们来讲啊，那个信仰的重点是在于与耶稣基督啊，那建立一个美好的关系。
So you can visualize the beggar saying, "Hey, you, give me some money."
然后我们可以想象当时可能那个乞丐是大声的呼喊说啊，能给我一些钱周济我。
And then he probably realized, ah,、oh, they're not the type to give me money.
然后他可能突然之间觉悟说，可能这两个人大概不像是会给钱的。
And probably looked at someone else to ask for money.
然后可能他开始在找其他的可能对象。
But then Peter says, look at us.
但是彼得说，看我们。
And so verse 5 says, so the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them.Then Peter said, Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
然后那个人就定睛地看他们，第五节，指望得着什么？彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。
Silver or gold, he says, I don't have that.
彼得说：“金银我都没有。”
As a pastor, I can relate to that.
那作为一个牧师，我也能够感同身受。
If one of you came up to me today, say, Pastor Tim, I need $5,000. Can I borrow it from you?
那如果今天有一个弟兄或者姐妹来说，金牧师，我需要5000块钱，那你可不可以借给我？
I would say, Sorry, brother, sister, I don't have that.
那我会说对不起，我没有。
We see here that Peter says, I do not have what you want.
那彼得这里是告诉他，我没有你所要的。
But then he goes on to say, but what I do have, I will give it to you.
但是他接下去说，我是把我所有的给你。
Many times we focus so much on what we don't have.
有时候我们常常的都是留意于我们所没有的。
And that limits what we do for the Lord.
那使我们不能够那是使我们为神所做的也受到限制。
Sometimes we think, Lord, I'm not holy enough.
那有时候我们会觉得说，哦，我不够圣洁。
Lord, I don't know the Bible enough.
我不知道对圣经不够熟悉。
Lord, I don't pray enough.
我可能祷告不够。
I can't do anything for you.
我不能够是替你做任何事情。
And we focus on what we don't have.
很多时候我们过于着重于我们所没有的。
But we must take Peter's route and think about what we do have.
所以我们要向彼得学习，要想想我们所有的。
And offer that to the Lord.
而将那个给主。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, it says this.
在彼得前书四章十到十一节有这么样子一段话。
It says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
彼得前书四章十节。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督的荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
I would like you to think for a moment and ask yourself this question: What gifts do I have?
希望你今天就在座位上就想一想，想一想你自己有何等的恩赐。
I bet most of you are kind of thinking and trying to figure that out.
那可能可能我们有时候是需要一点时间来到思想。
In the English congregation, I gave them a spiritual gift test.
在英文的崇拜里面，我给他们一个属灵恩赐的测验。
And we've talked about it many times.
然后我们也可能是多次的讲到属灵的恩赐。
And then recently, one sister came up to me and asked me, Pastor Tim, what is my gift?
然后有最近有一个姊妹来问我说，可能她的是属灵恩赐是什么？
And I told her, didn't you take the test?
我问她，你不是可能那个有做属灵恩赐的测验吗？
And she said, yes, I did, but I can't remember.
那她说我是可能有，但是我忘记了。
I said, you want to take another test?
我说你要再还能做一次吗？
And she said, yes.
她说是。
This particular sister, this is the third test that she took with my time with her.
那个这位的姊妹已经其实那个做了三次的属灵恩赐测验。
And so I joked with her, you already know what to do.
我说你应当早知道是你的属灵恩赐在哪里。
But why do we keep saying, oh, what am I good at? What is my gift?
为什么常常的是我们还是在犹豫不决呢？
You know why? Because so many times we focus on what we don't have.
那是因为我们常常只看我们自己所无有的。
If I asked you right now, what are you not very good at?
如果我今天问你立刻这个问题说，你觉得自己可能不大灵的是什么东西？
When I asked that question, many of you were smiling already.
当我问的时候，看到好多人已经开始在笑了。
Because you have a list of what I'm not good at.
因为你已经还能知道你的缺陷是什么。
You would have no problem if I say, turn to your neighbor right now and name five things that you're not good at, it'll all come out.
如果我今天叫你还能那个是跟你隔壁的人讲你五样你是做的不好的东西，你可能很容易就会还能讲出来。
But if I ask the same question, turn to your neighbor and ask, what are you good at? I know many of you would say, I don't know, wait a minute, and you have a hard time.
如果我叫你是告诉你的旁边的弟兄姐妹你是专长是什么可能你会很迟疑。
It's not about arrogance.
这个不是谦卑的问题。
It's about understanding.
这个是理解的问题。
What the Lord has blessed you with.
你要理解上帝是如何的祝福你。
And then giving it to the Lord.
然后将上帝祝福你的奉献给主。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's kind of long, verse 4 through 11. I want to read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says,
哥林多前书12章是4到11节有一段话说。
It says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work.Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another distinguishing between spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one just as he determines.
中文这边已经打出来了。只是这里有一句话很重要，就是十一节。这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随旨意分给个人的。
That was short.
Because it was already projected.
I don't know how many of you know, there's a brother in the Lord named Nick Vujicic.
有一位主内的弟兄叫做 Nick Vujicic.
How many of you know him?Heard of him.
有多少位是听过关于他的事？
Nick is a young man in the Lord who had a disease where his limbs did not develop.
他自小的时候就有一种奇怪的病，以致他的四肢不发展。
So he has no arms and only a little flipper for a leg.
然后所以他生下来就没有双手， 然后他的脚只是短短的，好像一个翅膀一样。
So imagine this young man and how he's living his life.
你可以想象这个年轻人当时怎么样子的生活。
He shared, because I read his autobiography at the age of 8, he was bullied so much at school.
在他的自传里面，他提到他八岁的时候，在学校里是被人家好欺负。
And became very depressed.
然后变成可能十分的忧郁。
At the age of 10, he was so depressed and so bullied that he tried to kill himself.
然后呢，在十岁的时候，因为他心里是那么样子的低沉，他又常常被人欺负，所以他甚至是想要自杀。
And so he tried to drown himself.
呢，他是可能想办法要让他淹死。
But by God's grace, he did not.
但是呢，神的恩典，他没有死掉。
And so he began to continue living his life.
然后和他继续的生活。
And somehow began a relationship with Jesus Christ.
然后他与耶稣基督建立了一个关系。
And he talks about how the love of his parents and the Lord really encouraged him.
然后他也讲到他的父母的爱以及主的爱如何的鼓励了他。
But that was not the changing point in his life.
但那并不是他生命中的转捩点。
When he changed, it was when he heard a testimony.
那他的改变是当他听到一个见证。
Of another crippled man.
那是另外一个，那是，那身体有残障的人的见证。
And so he saw this crippled man sharing about Jesus Christ, and he was thinking, wait a minute, I can do that too.
然后当他听见这个，那有残障的人是讲到耶稣基督，见证耶稣基督的时候，他想到说，我也可以做这个事情。
And this crippled man, he doesn't even know his name at this time.
然后呢，当时他虽然不知道这个弟兄的名字。
We don't know his name either.
我们也不知道这个弟兄的名字。
But we know that because of what he did, another person in the Lord has been encouraged.
那但是因为那个弟兄呢，是分享他自己的见证，所以这位 Nick 就得到鼓励。
It's funny that many of you said that you don't know him because his face was plastered around the church.
那虽然你可能说你不认识他，其实你可能一定看过他的相片。
He was a guest speaker at one of the revivals.
那在一个是奉新会里面，他也是一个讲员。
Today he is one of the most popular evangelical speakers in the world.
今天是他是全世界基督教福音派里面是最为人欢喜的一位的讲员。
He speaks to every nation.
他是对每一个国家的人都讲话。
He's spoken at a Korean church in Irvine.
他曾经在Irvine 的一个韩国教会讲见证。
He just recently spoke at Chinese church.
他也到过华人教会讲见证。
He speaks at junior high and high schools.
他在是初中高中的学校里讲见证。
He has spoken to hundreds of thousands of people.
他与上千上万的人讲他的信仰的心路历程。
Even my sons know who he is.
然后甚至金牧师的孩子们都听过他的名字。
This February, this armless, legless man got married.
在今年的二月，这个生来没有手没有脚的人结婚了。
That was his ultimate dream.
但是他是最大的愿望。
But something even better is happening.
但是另外有更好的事情发生。
In a few months, he's giving birth to his son.
在几个月之后，他将会有一个孩子。
Think about this. Armless, legless, limbless person. What do you think he's thinking? What do I have to give to the Lord?
想想一个人生来没手没脚的，他是能够为主做什么呢？
Every time I hear him speak, I can have nothing to complain about.
听完他每次听完他讲见证之后，金牧师就觉得没有什么抗议的。
Whatever he has, he gives it to the Lord.
而他将他自己所有的都给主。
I want to close with this verse. It comes from Acts chapter 3, the conclusion of our text today.
我们今天是希望用使徒行传第三章的 最后几句话来到结束。
It says in Acts chapter 3, verse 7 through 10, taking him, excuse me, by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
第七节，于是拉着他的右手，叫他起来，他的脚和骡子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来，站着，又行走，同他们进了殿，走着，跳着，赞美神。百姓都看见他行走，赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求周济的，就因他所遇见的事，满心稀奇惊讶。
This Christmas, this past week, I was able to go back to Arizona to spend time with my family.
然后在这个呢，今年的圣诞节，金牧师是回到亚利桑那州去看他的父母。
And most of my close family was there this time.
这一次呢，他的大部分的兄弟姐妹都同样的在亚利桑那州团聚。
My sister from Austin was able to come with her husband.
她的有一个姐妹是从奥斯汀德萨斯州也跟她的丈夫一起的去。
And I was able to take my sister who lives here and also my nephew to Arizona.
然后她也带了一个在她这里的住的姐妹以及她的孩子一起去团聚。
As most of you know, my nephew's A mother, my eldest sister, passed away.
大家也听金牧师讲过，他的对象的一个姐姐，好多年前过世了。
12 years ago, he was very young.
他十二年前去世的时候还很年轻。
And so this Christmas, I took my sons and my nephew and my parents, and we went to visit her at the gravesite.
我们也有到他的墓园去，是扫墓。
This was the first time that my sons had ever been to a cemetery.
然后这是第一次我的孩子们是进入到一个墓园。
And they were so scared, my son told me. He thought there would be zombies and things like that.
他们是很害怕，因为他们以为墓园里会有鬼怪。
I said, son, no, this is a very lovely place.
我说不是的，因为这是其实是一个很安详很平静的地方。
And he told me when we got there, oh, it's not as scary as I thought.
然后这些孩子们就告诉金牧师说，原来墓园并不是那么可怕。
And they went walking around, looking at all the gravestones.
然后他们就到处走，在看每一个的墓碑。
And really, in a way, enjoying their time, just kind of seeing what was going on.
然后他们是在那里观望。而且在那里是有一段很不错的时光。
However, the same cannot be said for my nephew.
但是我的那个侄儿的感受就不一样了。
Of course, he had a very hard time going to his mother's grave.
当然他去母亲的墓前扫墓，对他来讲是十分的一个艰难的心路历程。
I was with him when he was very small, 12 years ago.
十二年前那个是当他那个母亲去世的他还很小。
He did not want to be at the ceremony.
他不想要去参加母亲的丧礼。
He strongly did not want to be there.
他是很强硬的不肯去参加丧礼。
And so I took him for a walk around the cemetery.
所以我这次带他在墓园里面行走。
And you could tell that there was a lot of hurt when we went back to the cemetery.
我们可以知道那个他心里有很多的伤痛。
It's interesting though because this year he's going to Azusa Pacific.
很奇妙的，今年他是去 Azusa Pacific 大学读书。
Most of you know it's a very good Christian college.
那是一个很不错的基督教学校。
I was thinking, why is he going to Christian college?
然后为什么他要去一个基督教学校呢？
He could have walked away from the Lord.
他是尽可是是远离神。
I know that he was feeling a lot of pain and anger.
我也知道他心里有许多的痛苦，有许多的愤怒。
But when I see him, when I look at his Facebook page,
但是当我看他的脸书的上面所写的东西，
I could see that he still loves the Lord.
但是我可以看到他仍然的很爱主。
I could see that he still wants that relationship with God.
他还是希望与神建立一个美好的关系。
What does he have to offer?
然后他能够给什么呢？
Sometimes what we have to offer is not what we think we have to offer.
有时候我们所能够给的并不是我们想或者我们以为我们能给的。
Sometimes we can offer our pain.
有时候我们可以将我们的痛苦来给神。
Sometimes we can offer difficulty.
有时候我们可以将我们的困难带来给主。
And even that too, God could take.
因为神可以是接受这些从我们手上接受过来。
And God can use to transform.
然后上帝可以用我们这些痛苦的经历来到改变生命。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to close. I know I said that already, but I want to close because every time I'm with you, I feel like I need to share about my parents.
我就快要结束，但是每次我在这里讲到，我好像都觉得有想要跟你们讲讲关于我父母的事。
So let me share with you one last time.
所以让我再跟你们是讲我父母的近况。
This time when I go home, like every time when I go back home, I always go into the study room.
每次到我回去父母的家，是正如以往一样，我都会到书房里去。
Usually very late at night.
常常一般来讲是很晚很晚。
And I go in and I open the drawers and my mom has filled the room with pictures.
然后我会打开抽斗，然后看见我母亲是照了很多照片。
And I don't know why, I've seen the same pictures so many times, but I go and I open the pictures and I look at my family and myself when we were very young.
然后每次我都欢喜看看以前我跟家人一起照的年轻的时候小时候照的照片。
Because I'm very sentimental.
因为我是一个很是有情感的人。
And so I look through all these little albums and I find a new album.
然后在我找的许多看到很多的相簿之后发现有一本新的相簿。
And I think, oh, my mom found new pictures of me.
我在想哦可能母亲是又放了一些新的关于我的照片。
So I'm very excited to see pictures that I've not seen before.
所以我想我大概可以看到一些我没有看过的照片。
And so I open up the books and this is not of me.
然后我打开相簿的时候，发现原来这个不是关于我的。
They're of my parents.
那这是我的父母的照片。
I thought, oh, this is very interesting.
我觉得，这很有趣。
I thought my parents did nothing.
因为我父母没有出去到哪里去。
Because they're retired.
他们已经都是退休人士。
And just relax at home.
然后他们常常都是在家里休养。
But I started looking at these pictures.And they're in the jungle.
但是当我看这些照片的时候，我发现我的父母是在森林里面。
They're washing kids' hairs.
他们是为孩子们洗头。
They're singing and praise songs with people.
他们是跟大家一同的敬拜主。
And there is a full, thick album of pictures of them doing things.
然后在那个是新的。相簿里面看到他们做了很多的事情。
And in a way, really, I kind of felt a bit embarrassed.
其实看到之后我自己有点觉得不好意思。
Because I'm younger.
因为我比他们更年轻。
I should have more energy.
我应当有更有力量。
I should have more passion.
我应当更有爱主的心。
But when I look through the album, I see that no, my parents have way outran me.
然后我看见他们所做的我觉得我的父母他们其实为主做了更多。
What do my parents have to offer?
我的父母在他们的年龄能够为主做什么呢？
They're, my mother is in her late 70s.
我母亲已经是七十几岁快八十岁的人。
My father is also very old.
我的父亲也已经很年迈。
He can fall asleep just like that.
他坐在那里就会是睡着。
In like 1 minute.
一分钟就睡着了。
What do they have to offer?
这样子他们是能够为主做什么呢？
You know, That's the question we need to ask ourselves this morning.
这是我们今天早上也要我们反躬自问的问题。
Because we can say that we don't have this and we don't have that.
我们可以说我没有这样，没有那样。
But God's not interested in that.
但是上帝并不是要看我们所无有的。
God is interested in what you have.
上帝是可能要看我们所有的。
And what you are willing to give to him.
特别是你所甘心乐意给他的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's come to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for blessing us this morning.
感谢主，让我们今天早上蒙恩典，蒙福气。
We thank you for the history of this church.
我们为这个教会的历史来到祷告。
There have been many people coming.From this church the past 30 years.
可能有在过往的三十多年来有许多的人在这里蒙恩也在这里经过。
And we pray that you would bless all of them.
也愿主你自己是特别的祝福他们。
I pray for this church today.
我们也今天特别的为这个教会祷告。
Lord, that it would not be a church focusing on what it does not have.
可能求主帮助我们以致我们不是只看我们所无有的。
Instead, it would focus on what it does have and offer that to you.
也很难求主更施恩给我们，让我们看我们所有的，然后将这些奉献给主。
No matter what the situation that we may be going through, help us to offer it to you.
无论我们所经过的是何等的艰难，愿主你自己与我们同在，让我们能够是将我们所有的奉献为主。
Lord, not for our glory or for our benefit, but Lord, as we see in the Bible, so that other people may come to know you.
求主更让我们有这么子的心怀，不是追求自己的好处，不是寻求自己的荣耀，那是让其他的人因此能够得到耶稣。
And so, Lord, we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to you.
我们今天再一次的是将我们自己献为活祭给主。
And if some of us do not feel like that this morning, we pray that you would come and you would meet us in a very personal way.
如果我们今天有人觉得我们还没有能准备好，求主你自己特别的是帮助我们，对我们每个人心里说话。
Remind us of our first love.
求主是再一次的提醒我们当初对你的爱。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你
and we praise you.
我们感谢你 赞美你
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. 今天在崇拜的结束让我们一同站立唱三一颂并且领受祝福赞美真神万福之根地上神灵当赞主恩天上万军总赞主名赞美神福神赐神灵啊结束之前 and before we close, I would like to ask Pastor Kim to come forward. And also Stacy is here today, and then we would like to ask her to come forward, and we just want to pray for you. Yeah. 我们一起为他们祷告，然后我们才祝福。Dear Heavenly Father,As we today see the conclusion and the turning of the page in the ministry of Pastor Timothy Kim and in Stacy's life, we ask for your special blessing upon them. We are thankful that in the past 3 years, that they have ministered to the brothers and sisters of this church, especially through the words. And also in the years when Stacy was available, she also ministered through music as well. We are thankful for everything that they have done, and we trust that those will be remembered by you and will be rewarded by you. As they turn their page, as they go forward following your direction, we ask for your blessing upon Pastor Tim, upon Stacy, upon their two fine sons, and upon the rest of the family. May you continue to guide them and bless them from the beginning of the year to its end. May you continue to open doors for them so that they will see where you lead them to. And may you also utilize their spiritual gifts so that they will continue to minister to you and to the people that you have called. Hear our prayers for them. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Let us receive the blessing from the Lord.
求主施恩，将我们今天所听的道种在我们的心里面，以致在我们生命中能够结出果子来。在新的一年，让我们能够更好的来服侍主。因为主你自己在圣经里面应许说，人有愿作之心就必蒙悦纳，不是看他所没有的，乃是看他所有的。又愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与我们众人同在，特别跟金提摩太牧师 Stacy 他们一家同在，从今时直到永远。阿们。
请各位默祷，默祷之后散会。Thank you again.
然后今天